You are going to listen to a story about Canada's history. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Voyageurs were the French-Canadian men who worked for the fur trading companies in the 17th century. The word voyageurs might make you think of a romantic picture of men exploring the huge and unknown wilderness, enjoying being aside their friends and lots of adventure. However, in reality, the voyageurs lived a life of hard work and constant danger. Fur trading started in the early 16th century and was all about the exchange of particular goods for furs, which were collected by the native Canadians. The French saw the opportunity to make money in the 17th century when it became fashionable for French people to wear hats made from fur. They set up fur trading companies. They also built trading stations beside the rivers that the native Canadians used for their canoes. They employed voyageurs to travel into the wilderness to collect the furs from the native people. The voyageurs set off in the spring from Montreal or from Hudson Bay. Their canoes were so full of trade goods that food supplies were kept low. The voyageurs often traveled by canoe for 18 hours a day. This was hard work. They had to canoe in rough waters and sometimes had to carry the heavy canoes over parts of land between the canoe routes. It was exhausting. Some of the voyageurs traded with the native Canadians, returning to France with hundreds of furs. The relationship was both good and bad with the native people. Both sides argued over prices. At one trading station in 1720, a roll of string was worth 11 furs, a kettle was worth 2 furs, and a gun was worth 14 furs. Sometimes fights broke out between the voyageurs and native Canadians. More happily, at other times, voyageurs joined native groups by marrying native women. The fur trade began to decline in the mid-19th century as the wilderness filled up with settlers. Some parts of the wilderness were developed and houses were built there. But voyageurs continue to live on in the Canadian imagination. They stand for the spirit of adventure and courage needed to survive in the Canadian wilderness of the 17th century.